This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Cross. Russian election officials have formally barred Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny from running for president. The Central Election Commission voted Monday that the anti-corruption crusader isn't eligible to run. Incumbent Vladimir Putin is running for a fourth term in office and is widely expected to win the March 18th election. The House of Representatives gets an extended vacation.
The House and Senate wrapped up their business for the year last week, with both scheduled to be back in town on January 3rd. But House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy threw in a little extra holiday cheer, announcing the House will get another week off and will return on Monday, January 8th. That means the House will have just 8 legislative days to work on a bill to fund the federal government, since the current stopgap funding bill runs out on January 19th. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
This government says it has negotiated a significant cut in the UN's budget.
The U.S. mission to the United Nations has announced that the UN's 2018-2019 budget would be slashed by over $285 million. It also said reductions would be made to the UN's management and support functions. The announcement doesn't make clear the entire amount of the budget or specify what effect this cut will have on the U.S. contribution. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley says the inefficiency and overspending of the organization is well known. She says she will not let the generosity of the American people be taken advantage of. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Senator Jeff Flake tells ABC he's concerned about the GOP losing the Senate in the midterms.
Definitely. When you look at some of the audiences cheering for Republicans sometimes, you look out there and you say, those are the spasms of a dying party when you look at the lack of diversity sometimes.
Blake was asked if he's ruled out challenging President Trump in 2020.
I don't rule anything out, but it's not in my plans.
The Arizona Republican, a frequent critic of the president, announced in October he would not be seeking re-election in 2018. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-694-7394. 800-694-7394. That's 800-694-7394.
Apple is being fined $25,000 per day for missing a court-imposed deadline to produce evidence in a government lawsuit that alleges mobile chip supplier Qualcomm has been imposing unfair licensing terms on the makers of smartphones.
The fine imposed by a federal magistrate judge in San Jose, California, is retroactive to December 16th and will remain in effect until December 29th. If Apple hasn't produced all 1.3 million documents covered by an order issued in October, U.S. Magistrate Judge Nathaniel Cousins intends to increase the fine. Apple says it plans to appeal Cousins' ruling in a case pitting the Federal Trade Commission against Qualcomm, whose technology is used in most of the world's smartphones.
Correspondent Jeremy House. People have come forward to help the family of a four-month-old girl brutally attacked by a raccoon inside their Philadelphia home. People had donated more than $15,000 to a GoFundMe page set up to help Jordy Black's family find a new home to rent. This is townhall.com. 76-year-old John Doctor was killed in a wind-whipped fire at a New York high-rise apartment building Monday. Deputy Assistant Chief Joe Wasnicka tells NY1 the windy conditions made it a tough fire to fight.
When you have a wind-driven fire like that, it creates a much more dangerous and difficult operation for our members to get into that hallway with the heat and fire conditions that they're facing.
The fire was contained to one apartment where Doctor was found. The cause remains under investigation. Regulators and scientists say the number of 3.0 magnitude or stronger earthquakes in Oklahoma is declining. The Oklahoma Geological Survey reports the number of quakes of at least that magnitude during 2017 was 294 through mid-December. compared to 624 total during 2016. The number began declining in mid-2015. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
2017 was a great year for our country and for Bill Martinez Live, and you're listening to some of our best shows from this past year.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We got lots of work ahead. Not an easy task, but one that Americans do not cower from. We have backed off a little bit. We're paying the price right now because we have taken our eye off the ball. We trusted our elected officials to keep this country on track, but clearly, their idea of what on track means and our idea, that is the challenge. And we're doing everything we can to reconcile that. Even though we just had an election back in November, some of the establishment types and the politicians that want to think that they know more than, the electorate, they're resisting. They're resisting what the people have clearly said, and maybe it will take the midterm elections for them to finally get the message that this is all about a government of, for, and by we the people. With us right now is Dr. Jerome Corsi, always good to have him with us, who serves as the Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com. Previously, Dr. Corsi worked for 12 years as senior staff reporter for WND.com. And Dr. Corsi, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Great to be back with you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a while, but a lot going on here. Of course, the country's eyes right now fixed on Texas and, the epic waterfall and the damage of Hurricane Harvey.
Well, it's clearly a tragedy and a natural disaster. And I'm pleased to see the federal government and President Trump are responding as quickly as they have been responding. Our hearts go out to all the victims, and I'm also encouraged to see the number of citizens that are getting in their boats and their pickup trucks and going to help other citizens. I think it's really a heartfelt move in Texas and very encouraging about where the country's headed.
Exactly. Well, as we've been talking about on this show, you talk about unity and people coming together. It's not like we only have black boats out there taking care of black people or white boats taking care of white people. I mean, you have a spirit of unity there that's on display, but the media's not reporting on that.
Well, what I see in watching it myself is that you've got Americans helping Americans. You've got people of all races and religions and male, female, you name it, pitching in to do what they can to help others.
Yes.
And I don't see that, the media since Obama has been running this class warfare narrative, the Saul Alinsky kind of divide and conquer strategy. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, it's to the detriment of the progress that has been made in civil rights and in racial issues since the 1960s. Americans are more racially united than ever in my lifetime, and this whole Black Lives Matter and Obama attacking the police and everything Obama did to create racial divisions along Saul Alinsky lines, I think, was deplorable.
Is this a bit of their last stand, so to speak, here, Jerome? Because I have the sense that the reason they're fighting so hard is because they realize they're losing a grip. Is that your observation as well?
I think so. I think that the left became unhinged, that Hillary Clinton lost and has not yet recovered the fact that America is rejecting this hard left agenda. And the idea that the left would actually engage in the Soros-funded Antifa, which is our violent thugs, dressed, they look like ISIS in their black uniforms.
Exactly.
Hooded faces. I mean, if the left is this desperate, they have to resort to, you know, the type of street violence we saw from the left in the Weimar Republic in the 1930s. I think the left is on the way out, and very few Americans are going to support this kind of extreme behavior.
Well, I think the people are coming to a decision, and that was very clear back in November, at least for most of us that had eyes to see. There's still some that are resisting, you know, the idea that America voted and said enough of this junk. I mean, why waste the time? Why waste the money and resources? I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a government that I've been pouring money into that is effective. And they voted a CEO into office to take the reins of this government. And meanwhile, he's had little help even from, you know, what you would say should be people that were on his side from the GOP. But, they're, you know, the establishment is the establishment, and it's equal opportunity. It's on both sides.
Well, President Trump did not run as a true Republican. He's really an independent. And the elite establishment of the GOP, McConnell, you know, and Ryan and the others, Boehner before them, were well bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance companies that like Obamacare. And, you know, the entrenched financial interest in Washington, the corruption, is massive. And, you know, when you come back to Antifa, Americans are not prepared to see thugs beating people in the street, blocking, you know, speeches and free press opportunities, free speech opportunities at Berkeley. I think Americans are getting sick and tired of these snowflake universities and the PC gone amok, the political correctness gone completely over the cliff. Most Americans, you know, very few Americans are going to have ever truly discriminated against transgenders. I mean, anyone who's been in New Orleans going back to the 50s knows that, you know, what the show bar was all about and always has been about.
Exactly.
And, you know, but the idea that we're going to have to expand this as if it were a mainstream culture is a taking of a PC idea and trying to make it into a civil right equivalent to race. Mm-hmm. And I think, quite frankly, that's demeaning to people like Martin Luther King and others who were really dealing with a massive amount of discrimination on the basis of race, which has no basis. These sexual issues, I think, most Americans are happy to tolerate, but they don't have to become mainstream, because the truth is only about, you know, 1 or 2% of the population are in these variations of sexual behavior that the LGBT lobby is trying to make mainstream.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, that's been brought out time and again here, Jerome, is that we're talking such a, you know, a small number of people here that are, you know, and, you know, you got a bit of the tail shaking the dog. I mean, I've talked to a lot of educators, you know, kids come back to school, and it's not about reading, writing, and arithmetic so much as it is about, you know, the bathroom rules now under this new influence and this, this activist agenda that has permeated, you know, our school system, even down to the first grade. So it's pretty crazy. You can't talk, you spend time about this. Now you got to deal with a social issue. And, you know, it's like, well, who made the teachers experts? Like, all of a sudden they're psychologists?
Well, when the left goes off the cliff like this, and you see it in the, you know, the Red Guard movement and the Cultural Revolution in the 60s in China, you lose a generation. They don't get educated.
Yeah. Well, here it is. It's happening to us. We've got plenty to talk about with Dr. Jerome Corsi. When we come back, we're going to address the plot that was uncovered to derail Arpaio's pardon. And also, Dr. Corsi is going to address the FBI rejecting a FOIA request for Hillary Clinton's email docs. The FBI has decided all by themselves that the public is not interested. There's nothing there, Luke Skywalker. Let's just move on and we'll go live another day. Curious to see what Dr. Corsi has to say about that. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Remembering 2017 with the best interviews we had on Bill Martinez Live.
People moving. DonaldTrumpIsLive.com.
They are going to people showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists. Directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Bill Martinez live.
This is what happens when the culture becomes unhinged and exchanges the truth for the lie. And that is what's happening to today's America, ladies and gentlemen, unless you pull back, push back and say, look, it, we're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. This is what Bill Martinez Live is all about, and also why we appreciate experts like Dr. Jerome Corsi coming on the show and giving us the facts, Jack, as they would say. Dr. Corsi currently serves as the Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com. Jerome, I wanted to get your read on the FBI running interference for one Hillary Clinton, says there's nothing there. They reject the FOIA request, stating that but the public's not interested in her emails anymore. This has come and gone. It's old news. Let's just move on.
Well, I thought Breitbart had a very good article saying that, you know, it looks like the Obama administration is still in charge of the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice Department has not been cleaned out of all the Obama and Clinton holdovers, and they're all leftists. They're going to protect Hillary. They're going to do everything they can to empower Mueller to go after Trump. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I think it's disgraceful that the Department of Justice assumes it has the right to determine what the American public is interested in. FOIA requests do not have a clause in the law that specifies that if a department doesn't think it's of significant interest to the public, they can reject the request.
Yeah.
So someone at the Department of Justice just violated the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a new requirement, right? Public interest? I mean,
it's like, come on. I'd like to find out who wrote that letter, and I'd like to file criminal charges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I think it's, you know, this is in the interest of conservatism, in the interest of, you know, preserving law and order. I mean, this is the problem. We're so mired with all these things. And the Trump administration, you know, I've called them Manchurian candidates that are interspersed throughout his administration, whether you want to call them the deep state, the Obama holdovers, even going back to Clinton holdovers. I mean, they're well entrenched. And you know, and of course, Congress is all complicit in this because they've been rather slow, particularly the Democratic Party, in allowing this president to get his team in place. I mean, it's just been a hard-fought battle. I mean, some of it is by design. Donald Trump has said, look, I believe in a smaller government. There's a reason, you know, if we don't need to have that the official in that capacity, we'll save the money and we'll move on. But clearly there are other areas where it's really lacking, and he just does not have the support you know, from people of the same ideology that are supporting him. And meanwhile, you get people that, you know, are ready to put their stick in his spokes as he's trying to roll the roll the country down the hill here.
Well, so far, a lot of people who are holdovers in Washington think that they get rid of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that obstruction and, you know, doing everything they can to leak and to be a problem child is going to advance their cause. Well, Donald Trump is not going to be removed from office. There's no high crimes and misdemeanors. He's not going to resign. He understands that the press is launching a constant battle against him no matter what he says, led by David Brock of Media Matters. And eventually these people are all going to be fired, and departments are going to be closed. We could run the federal government with one-tenth of the people there in Washington, and they don't imagine that they're about to lose their jobs. Well, you know, I've got some news for you. One is that there's going to be a lot of legal cases, criminal cases being filed here, whether the Department of Justice wants to file them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, there's going to be a lot of people fired in Washington who have jobs. I recommend that they sell their houses and get their resumes ready today because they're not going to be there long.
I mean, sooner or later, this has to get cleared up. And Donald Trump is the one to do it, is the perennial CEO that doesn't want to mess around. And as he said, you know, he's not fretting. about having less people. Even, you know, Vice President Pence said, with all these agencies, these overlapping agencies, 17, 18 agencies doing the same thing, and there's no accountability. I mean, that's not the way to run a railroad.
Also, this whole idea that, you know, of accountability, Kushner, you know, this brilliant little, what is he, 30 years old?
Yeah, 35 or something.
You know, he thinks he's got a genius solution to the Middle East. He runs off with a delegation. Hmm. They pat him on the head, give him some bagels and lox, and send him home.
Right.
Well, you know, Trump's going to say, okay, you guys told me and McMaster's that you had the genius solution to the Middle East. Where is it?
Yes.
Well, fine, you're fired. He did that to Priebus. Priebus told President Trump that he was going to get Obamacare repealed and replaced the day that after John McCain, you know, our genius senator from Arizona, you know, voted with Chuck Schumer.
Yes.
Trump fired Priebus and started pounding McConnell and Ryan with tweets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people don't understand. Wait till Donald Trump gets a hold of the RNC and their money, and he says, I'm sorry, I'm not funding your reelection.
Exactly. Well, coming to a theater near you real soon. Jerome, next on the agenda here that I want to talk to you about was the Arpaio deal, the Arpaio pardon. And you said there was a plot uncovered to derail this. Of course, it wasn't realized, but there was no question that Arpaio was in the crosshairs from day one on this deal. And I have my own theory as to why. But what do you say?
Well, I mean, Arpaio wanted to enforce the laws on the books on immigration. And Tom Perez, who is a La Raza communist, now running the Democratic National Committee, was in the Department of Justice. He went after Arpaio. Arpaio was railroaded here by a rogue judge who charged Arpaio under the wrong statute, would not allow him a jury trial. At the bench trial, Arpaio established that the court order was vague, that they got legal opinions, they were trying to comply with the court order. All that evidence was ignored by Judge Bolton when she ruled that Arpaio disregarded the court order, which is not true. And I think Trump's pardon was very effective because if Arpaio had been sentenced, he'd have had to have waited 5 years, according to current rules, to get a pardon through the system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're about to see next week, it's in the process, and I've been writing about this. Jeff Sessions, I don't know what Jeff Sessions is doing back there.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a pretty good job on immigration, but he hasn't cleaned up that department. Well, if Jeff Sessions is not up to the job, then I think we need to replace him.
Right.
And he's about to get hit, Jeff Sessions, by a bunch of ethics charges against these judges filed by Arpaio, and it's going to be very heavily supported by people like me in the press who are, you know, pushing back against this narrative, you know, the lying mainstream media narrative that Arpaio intentionally disregarded a court order. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The bench trial record shows that Arpaio made every effort to comply with that court order. He brought in legal opinions, but the mainstream media doesn't care about the truth. They care about, you know, a witch hunt against Sheriff Arpaio is not going to work.
Exactly. Well, didn't the first charge run its statute of limitations, and then the judge had to, you know, kind of jury rig another complaint?
He charged him under the wrong statute.
Yes.
And that permitted her to hold a bench trial, not a jury trial.
So this thing was fallacious from the very start. So as you say, the pushback, they're going to have to reconcile this, and this is going to be an expensive proposition for them.
I hope it costs the Justice Department every penny they've got.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, appreciate you keeping us up to date. Dr. Corsi on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jerome.
Sure, my pleasure.
It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage?
Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I want to thank you. Miles away from home.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there, everything you need to know. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, it's time right now to talk about managing your holiday season with Facebook Messenger. We have a digital lifestyle expert. She's going to be talking about her favorite ways to downgrade your stress and stay connected with friends and family during the holidays. Well, let's face it, the holiday season can be described as a whirlwind of chaos and adventure, wouldn't you say? From planning family feasts that cater to the most discriminating palates to finding a perfect gift for a picky relative, it can be hard to find time to keep in touch with friends and family. But amid the chaos, technology has made our lives slightly easier, giving us more time to connect with our loved ones during the holidays. Digital lifestyle expert Cassie Slain is with us to share some ideas and help us leverage this brilliant software device from Facebook Messenger. We're going to talk about Virtue Family Gathering. Are logistics too tricky to get together over the holidays? Well, Messenger's group video chat is the next best thing. Payments made easy, whether you're splitting a restaurant bill or chipping in for a group gift. Group payments on Messenger takes away all that fuss. Recipe inspiration, hosting for the holidays for the first time or wanting to try out a new recipe. Bots on Messenger can easily provide new spins on your favorite holiday dishes in a snap. Take some me time by taking a break from your family and challenge a friend to a game on Messenger. There's tons of great options to choose from, like Words with Friends and Everwing. And last-minute gifting, of course. No need to stress about finding the perfect gift with only a few days to spare. Bots on your Messenger can help you easily find exactly what your picky friend or family members would love to be surprised with. And now let's bring on the one and only Cassie Slane, our digital lifestyle expert. Cassie, good to have you along with us as always here on Bill Martinez Live. Tell us about technology. You know, how has technology made the holiday season a bit easier and brighter for us to handle?
Well, there's so many apps out there, and they can totally help you with the holidays this season. One of my favorite is Messenger. Messenger can help you find recipes for the holidays. It can help you find, you know, video clips to bake your favorite cookies. You can connect with friends and family across the whole country using video chat. So it's my one-stop shop for the holidays.
Well, Cassie, speaking of Messenger, how about your favorite feature in Messenger?
Yeah, one of my favorite features is the powerful camera within Messenger. You can take pictures and send them to family and friends, and you can really jazz them up with fun features like emojis or falling snow. So it's just a great way to connect with family across the country and send those fun pictures.
And what about group video chats and how they work?
Group video chat is, you can talk to up to 50 people at the same time. So all you do is you add all the people you want to that group, and then you tap on the video call button on the top corner, and it automatically calls all of those people at the same time. Whether you have an iPhone or an Android device, you can use that group video chat.
We're talking with Cassie Slane, tech expert, consumer products expert with over 10 years of experience in broadcast journalism. Previously worked as an on-air guest electronics expert at QVC. Cassie, what exactly is a bot, and how can it help me find a new recipe or even get a last-minute gift for that matter?
A bot is a tool that lives within Messenger, and it's a way to interact with your favorite brand. One of my favorites is the Food Network bot, and you can type in things like turkey, and it'll give you ideas for different turkey dinners. You can also type in things about gifts or ideas for gifts. It can give you great suggestions for all those members in your family that are tough to shop for.
Okay, we're still talking about Messenger, right, Cassie? So what is your favorite game to play on Messenger?
Well, Messenger has over 70 games, so it's really hard to choose, but one of my favorites is Words with Friends. I love that one. I also love Everwing, so it's a great way to pass the time. They also have the classics like Pac-Man and Snake to keep you busy.
Now, can we talk split gifts? How do you split gifts?
So they have something called peer-to-peer payments on Messenger. You can just tap on the person that you want to pay, click the payment button, and you can send money instantly. So you can split a gift or a taxi or even a dinner when you go out with a lot of people to make sure that they pay their share.
Okay, Cassie, how do we get involved?
They can download the Messenger app, and then they can just start discovering all of the cool features from there.
Cassie Slane, we thank you very much for being with us and sharing some great ideas with Facebook Messenger. Cassie, of course, known tech expert, consumer products expert, with over 10 years of experience in broadcast journalism. She's previously worked as an on-air guest and electronics expert at QVC, a regular on-air contributor to Fox 29's Good Day Philadelphia program, also blogs for the Huffington Post tech section, and writes for Best Techie. com. If you've seen Cassie discussing tech on QVC, Fox, and other media outlets, then you also know she is a busy mom of three girls. Her hands-on experience of children's electronics and safety on the Internet help her inform other parents on smart buying choices for their families. Again, thanks to Cassie Slane for keeping us up to date on all things holiday and all things to save time and make the season bright. Thank you, Cassie.
You're definitely going to come in handy, right? I mean, some great ideas from Cassie Slane. We appreciate it. This morning when I woke up, I got the bulletin of the passing of Dick Enberg. I grew up listening to this legendary voice of sports, long recognized as one of the most versatile and enthusiastic sports announcers of his era. Dick did it all. Major League Baseball, colleges, pro football, college, basketball, boxing, tennis, golf, Olympics, Rose Bowl, Super Bowls, Breeders' Cup, horse racing. I mean, you heard his voice all over. He was a mainstay in Southern California and Los Angeles sports announcing. It was said at one point about Dick Enberg that it was unfortunate that he happened to be an announcer in L.A., that almost any other market, he would have been an incredible legend. And he was a legend anyway. And they said that in L.A., because, of course, his main competition and voice that he came up against was Vin Scully. Talk about legends of legends. Dick Enberg passed away yesterday at the age of 82. Many memories. And, in fact, I can still hear him. Oh my. Remember that signature saying, oh my, that he would say. And, our prayer of comfort and peace, are with his family, today as we think about Dick Enberg and the many great memories, that, he shared with us and treated us to over the years, his gift, his God-given gift, and most incredible. So Dick Enberg, rest in peace. I do want to remind you as a programming note, that starting next week, well, first of all, we're going to have a special show on Christmas Day that we'll be sharing with you. And then for 9 other episodes after that, which will take us through January, through next year, through January the 5th. We'll be back live on January the 8th. But up until then, we're going to review 2017 with, some of the best of what 2017 we shared with you. Guests, interviews, authors, great happenings in our country, including, of course, a lot about this administration and Donald Trump and conservatism. And, the battle that is being waged in this country, this fight for our constitutional rights and what our founding fathers originally intended for this great country of ours. And I say not only for us to be great again, but for us to even be greater. You know, this is the opportunity that we have, that we have leadership in place that is not beholden to politicians, not beholden to traditional aspects of our government that have, found us, entangled in over $21 trillion in debt, mired in all kinds of moral dysfunction, I would say, and integrity. And here is the opportunity. And as we were talking with Melanie Morgan, that faces us today, do we have the courage? Do we have the wherewithal? Do we have the want to really make this country great again? And that the very basis of this is a foundational issue. Are we going to do, are we willing to do what it takes in order to get through the pain of it? Because it is going to be, some of this is going to be painful, that we're going to have to get through to realize that, we've made a lot of mistakes, and there's going to be a time for cleansing and a redemption and admission. This is what lies before us. So, I look forward to 20.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergraduate undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Bill Martinez here, and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Shouldn't you know, why not have it be a great day, okay? If, as much as it's up to me and you. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be talking with Pastor Tim Keller, who's going to be joining us. I've been using his book on Psalms as a devotional in the past year. And, of course, he gave me something new all over again. And we're going to be talking about the wisdom of Proverbs. And he joins us right now. Pastor and author Timothy Keller, well known for his best-selling books and devotionals, as well as founding Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City, which Christianity Today called one of Manhattan's most vital congregations. Pastor Keller, good to have you back with us. Always good to be talking with you. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Hey, how are you doing through the transition? I know earlier this year, you and Kathy decided that it was time for another phase in the Keller life.
Yes, we divided Redeemer into 3 churches that meet at 3 locations. Each has their own senior pastor, their own elder board, their own staff. I stepped out. I'm no longer the senior pastor of any of those churches, nor am I the preacher. But each of the churches has agreed over the next few years to each start 3 new churches. Three new churches. That's another 9 churches. And I'm around to help train all those new leaders. So I'm still serving them, but I'm no longer the big cheese.
Well, but you're still all that in a bag of chips, but just in a different sort of way, on a different shelf.
Yeah.
I know that. And your heart, in terms of, spreading the message and, reaching out and church planning, for you and Kathy now to be able to do this, and to see the leadership, step up, leadership that you have trained along the way. This has to just be,
right,
exceedingly rewarding for you.
It is. It is. It's also a little bit like, you know, I am like a parent, as it were, with your kids who are now are on their own. And so you worry about them, but you're also extremely proud about them, extremely proud of them. And so that's exactly how it is.
Well, and it's pretty ambitious to be able to say, okay, we're going to, you know, go to three separate entities, and every entity is charged with, establishing and founding, you know, three more churches themselves. This is what this is all about, isn't it?
It is. I mean, ultimately, that's exactly it. We should always be extending and spreading and not holding on. In other words, we're not supposed to hold all of our people, our money, you know, into our comfortable zones. We're supposed to be giving them away and sending them out. But that's how God multiplies the kingdom, is through our sacrifices.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, I find it quite interesting in contrast, and I've shared this with several, you know, men in several different Bible study groups, is that if they had something, you know, like a stock tip to offer or some big deal that they got on a car or something, they wouldn't be reticent whatsoever to speak out about it, right? I mean, they love sharing good news. And so here it is, the good news of redemption. Sometimes I wonder if the reason that we do not share it and we hold back is because maybe we just don't realize the full benefit of what Jesus has given us in redeeming us.
Well, there's only two, that's one of them. There's only two possible reasons why we don't speak out. The one is we actually don't realize, like you said, the value that we have. I mean, we don't realize how absolutely glorious it is. The other is that we're afraid. You know, we're afraid of being shunned or being thought ill of, and that's cowardly. But it's one or the other. It's either not realizing the greatness of what you have, or just being afraid to suffer a bit for his name.
Tim, don't you find it quite interesting, you know, because you bring up a good point in this politically correct environment in which we live in. Gallup just did a poll last year, and I thought something that came out quite clear and surprisingly was secular America was saying, hey, where are the Christians? You know, we need their guidance, you know. Well, you told them to shut up and not to say anything, and so they heeded your words and got out of the public square and the discussion of important issues that we're dealing with today, and now you're saying, hey, come back. You know, we've driven the bus into the ditch, and we need somebody who knows how to drive this thing.
Yes, actually, it goes all the way back. In the 1970s, a man named John Rawls, who was a professor at Harvard, wrote a couple of books in which he basically said, in the public square, in the public discourse, people should not bring religious views because they're too controversial. So you shouldn't be bringing religious views into the public square. So it was theorized at a very high level, and that became the way the culture began to say, oh, yes, that's divisive. Now, what's funny, of course, is that when you actually have people out there in the public square, anything you say is divisive, whether it's religious
exactly.
or not. Or even the idea that religion should be kept out of the public square, that's divisive. You know, it's kind of ironic when you say, well, I don't want you to give me your religious views because people are going to get angry if you bring in your religious views, but people are going to get angry if you say that you can't bring your religious views in. So I'm hoping in the future there will be a consensus that everybody, as long as they speak respectfully and show concern for the public good, should be able to speak out of whatever their belief system is. But right now, I think there's a lot of fear and anger, and I don't know. But I hope that's where we go.
No, I'm with you. I sense a little bit like, you know, they tell lifeguards when somebody's drowning, don't go in and save them right away. You got to let them fight themselves out. And I think our society is doing a little bit of that. It's fighting itself out to where I find it not. It's not that it's easy, but it's easier, getting easier, because people are realizing after they've done it their way, you know, for so long, that it's just not quite working out. I mean, look what's happening, you know, in cultural bookmarks like the NFL, and you've got Hollywood unwinding, its brand deteriorating, all these things that have had, you know, traditionally incredible impact on our culture are all coming to question now.
I hope so. I mean, I think that way on my optimistic days. So
I'm right with you.
I do see signs of hope. I see a lot of signs of hope, but of course, they're not. It's not sure. It's not certain. I mean, I'm a Christian minister, so Jesus says the gates of hell won't prevail against the church that I'm founding, and therefore I never, never feel like the church will ever go away or that it'll. But on the other hand, I mean, it can be a long time in the wilderness, and I'm hoping that it won't be.
Well, and he does say that the gates of heaven suffer violence, the righteous take it by storm. So we have a responsibility here, and in order to warrior up, you've blessed us with a follow-up to your study and a devotional on the book of Psalms, which, you know, I thank you and Kathy every day. I mean, this has just been a mainstay, and it came at the perfect time when you introduced the book. I said, you know, I was looking for a devotional, and this was exactly, you know, what the doctor ordered. You know, thank you, God, for the book of Psalms and your inspiration. And now you're giving us talk about turning the tables upside down, God's wisdom for navigating life, a year of daily devotions in the book of Proverbs.
Yes. Now, Kathy's concern, by the way, is if you like the book of Psalms, you might think the book of Proverbs is exactly the same. It's not. Actually, this is an overstatement, okay, but Psalms is more about feelings and about emotions and about how do you deal with your anxiety and your anger and your disappointment. I mean, Psalms is incredibly great for helping you figure out how do I process these strong feelings toward God. But Proverbs is more about thinking. It is actually more about saying you need to think out more the implications of what of the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule for every area of life. So she thinks, I mean, she's right, we need both. But there will be some people who like the feeling, they like the Psalms, and when they get the Proverbs, they're going to say, well, this is too intellectual. And there's other people who are going to like the Proverbs, and they're going to get to the Psalms, and they're going to say, this is too much about emotions and feeling. But we actually need both, because actually God put them both in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I look at it, Tim, was that, Psalms gives us that, that vertical relationship with God, and Proverbs brings us down to earth and to deal with the horizontal. Is that fair?
Yeah. Again, as I just said, that's an oversimplification, because obviously the Psalms does talk about the horizontal, and Proverbs has always got the vertical in mind. It's always, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
So my relationship with God, but in general, you're right. It's absolutely more about how do you live life on this plane, and Psalms is much more about how do I relate to God in this, yes.
So why the book of Proverbs? Was it just a natural follow-up?
It's partly a natural follow-up. I'll tell you this, though. I've always found it hard to read the book of Proverbs chapter by chapter. They go by too quick. You notice, when you read most books of the Bible, when you read a chapter, you're usually reading one or two subjects, right? But when you read the book of Proverbs, like read chapter 10 or read chapter 11 of Proverbs, there'll be 25 to 35 verses there, and it's on 15 or 16 different subjects.
Exactly.
Because each proverb talks about a different subject. Then you go to the next chapter, and there's another 15 or 16 subjects, and you don't have it. They go by too quickly to really think about each of them. And I've always found that the traditional way of just reading Proverbs through chapter by chapter, it doesn't give you the time to really digest. What Kathy and I did in this book is we put them together topically. So for a week or two, you'll have all the Proverbs on marriage, or then for another week or two, all the Proverbs on how do you deal with fights and conflicts. And so that's the idea, is that I think it'll help you digest it better. That's why the book.
Well, what a great Christmas gift. I want to thank you again. Psalms was such a blessing for me, and I'm looking forward to the devotional of the book of Proverbs that you and Kathy have put together. So this is on my devotional list for 2018. All the best for the holiday season. Have a Merry Christmas, you and Kathy, and all the best to the new team as they continue to expand and realize the vision that you have for Redeemer there, Tim Keller. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that, too.
You take care. God bless.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
It's a no-brainer.